Really, it's an idea that has popped up because in Malawi we have a democratic system. And so far, we have some members of parliament who have been there for more than 40 years, meaning more than 8 terms. And now it's an idea that is coming out so that we marry this idea with the term limit that is given to the president.
That means you're calling for a constitutional change. Do you foresee this happening? And because this same parliamentarians would have to be involved in this constitutional maneuver.
Yeah, we know that parliamentarians have a high interest on this issue, but we'll be looking at an avenue whereby we are going to engage the citizens of Malawi. And the citizens of Malawi should pass on the message to the parliamentarian. We have a belief that some of the parliamentarians are in the youth group. And those will be our entry point, because we think that the youth group in the parliament will take this issue positively. Why I am saying this is that in Malawi, the youth composed of almost 51-52% of the population. So this move will give a chance to the youth to exercise their democratic rights, as well as to carry the powers there be.
Young and poor aspirants can't get into leadership positions because MPs or the old incumbent use everything at their disposal to cling to power. But this is practiced the world over. So why do you think it should be different in Malawi?
Yes, it's practiced the world over. But probably the worry is that some of the MPs, or most of them, who have been there for more than 2 terms, they are not bringing anything new to the community. And in Malawi, politics revolves on taking advantage of poverty of other people. So we know that the other people, they have ideas, they have the passion to save their country, to transform their constituencies. But they cannot stand against the incumbent MP. And therefore, we are saying we should give a chance to other people.